Listen to God's Word for March 30th. Today's reading includes Joshua 23 and 24 and Judges 1. May God bless this reading of His Word. Joshua 23. A long time after the Lord had given Israel rest from all the enemies around them, when Joshua was old and well along in years, he summoned all Israel, including its elders, leaders, judges, and officers. "I am old and well along in years," he said, "and you have seen everything that the Lord your God has done to all these nations for your sake, because it was the Lord your God who fought for you. See, I have allotted as an inheritance to your tribes these remaining nations, including all the nations I have already cut off, from the Jordan westward to the Great Sea. The Lord your God will push them out of your way and drive them out before you, so that you can take possession of their land, as the Lord your God promised you. Be very strong then, so that you can keep and obey all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, not turning aside from it to the right or to the left, so you are not to associate with these nations that remain among you. You must not call on the names of their gods or swear by them, and you must not serve them or bow down to them. Instead, you shall hold fast to the Lord your God, as you have done to this day. The Lord has driven out great and powerful nations before you, and to this day no one can stand against you. One of you can put 1,000 to flight, because the Lord your God fights for you, just as he promised. Therefore, watch yourselves carefully, that you love the Lord your God. For if you turn away and cling to the rest of these nations that remain among you, and if you intermarry and associate with them, know for sure that the Lord your God will no longer drive out these nations before you. Instead, they will become for you a snare and a trap, a scourge in your sides and thorns in your eyes, until you perish from this good land that the Lord your God has given you. Now behold, today I am going the way of all the earth, and you know with all your heart and soul that not one of the good promises the Lord your God made to you has failed. Everything was fulfilled for you. Not one promise has failed. But just as every good thing the Lord your God promised you has come to pass, likewise the Lord will bring upon you the calamity he has threatened, until he has destroyed you from this good land he has given you. If you transgress the covenant of the Lord your God, which he commanded you, and go and serve other gods and bow down to them, then the anger of the Lord will burn against you, and you will quickly perish from this good land he has given you. Joshua 24. Then Joshua assembled all the tribes of Israel at Shechem. He summoned the elders, leaders, judges, and officers of Israel, and they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said to all the people, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Long ago your fathers, including Terah, the father of Abraham and Nahor, lived beyond the Euphrates and worshipped other gods. But I took your father Abraham from beyond the Euphrates, and led him through all the land of Canaan, and I multiplied his descendants. I gave him Isaac, and to Isaac I gave Jacob and Esau. I gave Esau Mount Seir to possess, but Jacob and his sons went down to Egypt. Then I sent Moses and Aaron, and I afflicted the Egyptians by what I did there, and afterward I brought you out. When I brought your fathers out of Egypt, and you reached the Red Sea, the Egyptians pursued them with chariots and horsemen as far as the Red Sea. So your fathers cried out to the Lord, and he put darkness between you and the Egyptians, over whom he brought the sea and engulfed them. Your very eyes saw what I did to the Egyptians. Then you lived in the wilderness for a long time. Later, I brought you to the land of the Amorites, who lived beyond the Jordan. They fought against you, but I delivered them into your hand, that you should possess their land when I destroyed them before you. Then Balak, son of Zippor, the king of Moab, set out to fight against Israel. He sent for Balaam, son of Beor, to curse you, but I would not listen to Balaam. So he blessed you again and again, and I delivered you from his hand. After this, you crossed the Jordan and came to Jericho. The people of Jericho fought against you, as did the Amorites, Perizzites, Canaanites, Hittites, Girgashites, Hivites, and Jebusites, and I delivered them into your hand. I sent the hornet ahead of you, and it drove out the two Amorite kings before you, but not by your own sword or bow. So I gave you a land on which you did not toil, and cities that you did not build. And now you live in them, and eat from vineyards and olive groves that you did not plant. Now therefore, fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and truth. Cast aside the gods your fathers served beyond the Euphrates and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if it is unpleasing in your sight to serve the Lord, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your fathers served beyond the Euphrates, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. The people replied, "Far be it from us to forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God brought us and our fathers out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, and performed these great signs before our eyes. He also protected us throughout our journey and among all the nations through which we traveled. And the Lord drove out before us all the nations, including the Amorites who lived in the land. We too will serve the Lord, because he is our God." But Joshua said to the people, "You are not able to serve the Lord, for he is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your rebellion or your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve foreign gods, he will turn and bring disaster on you and consume you, even after he has been good to you." "No," replied the people, "we will serve the Lord." Then Joshua told them, "You are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen to serve the Lord." "We are witnesses," they said. "Now therefore," he said, "get rid of the foreign gods among you, and incline your hearts to the Lord, the God of Israel." So the people said to Joshua, "We will serve the Lord our God and obey his voice." On that day, Joshua made a covenant for the people, and there at Shechem he established for them a statute and ordinance. Joshua recorded these things in the book of the law of God. Then he took a large stone and set it up there under the oak that was near the sanctuary of the Lord. And Joshua said to all the people, "You see this stone. It will be a witness against us, for it has heard all the words the Lord has spoken to us, and it will be a witness against you if you ever deny your God." Then Joshua sent the people away, each to his own inheritance. Sometime later, Joshua, son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died at the age of 110. And they buried him in the land of his inheritance, at Timnath-Serah, in the hill country of Ephraim, north of Mount Gaash. Israel had served the Lord throughout the days of Joshua and of the elders who outlived him, and who had experienced all the works that the Lord had done for Israel. And the bones of Joseph, which the Israelites had brought up out of Egypt, were buried at Shechem in the plot of land that Jacob had purchased from the sons of Hamor, Shechem's father, for 100 pieces of silver. So it became an inheritance for Joseph's descendants. Eleazar, son of Aaron, also died, and they buried him at Gibeah, which had been given to his son Phinehas in the hill country of Ephraim. Judges 1. After the death of Joshua, the Israelites inquired of the Lord, "Who will be the first to go up and fight for us against the Canaanites?" "Judah shall go up," answered the Lord. "Indeed, I have delivered the land into their hands." Then the men of Judah said to their brothers, the Simeonites, "Come up with us to our allotted territory, and let us fight against the Canaanites. And we likewise will go with you to your territory." So the Simeonites went with them. When Judah attacked, the Lord delivered the Canaanites and Perizzites into their hands, and they struck down 10,000 men at Bezek. And there they found Adonai Bezek and fought against him, striking down the Canaanites and Perizzites. As Adonai Bezek fled, they pursued him, seized him, and cut off his thumbs and big toes. Then Adonai Bezek said, 70 kings with their thumbs and big toes cut off have gathered the scraps under my table. As I have done to them, so God has repaid me." And they brought him to Jerusalem, where he died. Then the men of Judah fought against Jerusalem and captured it. They put the city to the sword and set it on fire. Afterward, the men of Judah marched down to fight against the Canaanites living in the hill country, in the Negev, and in the foothills. Judah also marched against the Canaanites who were living in Hebron, formerly known as Kiriath Arba, and they struck down Sheshai, Ahiman, and Talmai. From there, they marched against the inhabitants of Debir, formerly known as Kiriath Sefer. And Caleb said, "To the man who strikes down Kiriath Sefer and captures it, I will give my daughter Aksah in marriage." So Othniel, son of Caleb's younger brother Kenaz, captured the city, and Caleb gave his daughter Aksah to him in marriage. One day, Aksah came to Othniel and urged him to ask her father for a field. When she got off her donkey, Caleb asked her, "What do you desire?" "Give me a blessing," she answered. "Since you have given me land in the Negev, give me springs of water as well." So Caleb gave her both the upper and lower springs. Now the descendants of Moses' father-in-law, the Kenite, went up with the men of Judah from the city of palms to the wilderness of Judah in the Negev near Arad. They went to live among the people. Then the men of Judah went with their brothers, the Simeonites, attacked the Canaanites living in Zephath, and devoted the city to destruction. So it was called Hormah. And Judah also captured Gaza, Ashkelon, and Ekron, each with its territory. The Lord was with Judah, and they took possession of the hill country. But they could not drive out the inhabitants of the plains because they had chariots of iron. Just as Moses had promised, Judah gave Hebron to Caleb, who drove out the descendants of the three sons of Anak. The Benjamites, however, failed to drive out the Jebusites living in Jerusalem. So to this day, the Jebusites live there among the Benjamites. The house of Joseph also attacked Bethel, and the Lord was with them. They sent spies to Bethel, formerly known as Luz, and when the spies saw a man coming out of the city, they said to him, "Please show us how to get into the city, and we will treat you kindly." So the man showed them the entrance to the city, and they put the city to the sword, but released that man and all his family. And the man went to the land of the Hittites, built a city, and called it Luz, which is its name to this day. At that time, Manasseh failed to drive out the inhabitants of Bethshean, Taanak, Dor, Ibleam, Megiddo, and their villages, for the Canaanites were determined to dwell in that land. When Israel became stronger, they pressed the Canaanites into forced labor, but they never drove them out completely. Ephraim also failed to drive out the Canaanites living in Gezer, so the Canaanites continued to dwell among them in Gezer. Zebulun failed to drive out the inhabitants of Kitron and Nahalal, so the Canaanites lived among them and served as forced laborers. Asher failed to drive out the inhabitants of Akko, Sidon, Alab, Aksib, Helba, Aphek, and Rehob. So the Asherites lived among the Canaanite inhabitants of the land, because they did not drive them out. Naphtali failed to drive out the inhabitants of Beth Shemesh and Beth Anath. So the Naphtalites also lived among the Canaanite inhabitants of the land, but the inhabitants of Beth Shemesh and Beth Anath served them as forced laborers. The Amorites forced the Danites into the hill country and did not allow them to come down into the plain. And the Amorites were determined to dwell in Mount Heres, Aijalon, and Shealbim. But when the house of Joseph grew in strength, they pressed the Amorites into forced labor. And the border of the Amorites extended from the ascent of Akrabim to Selah and beyond. Thanks for listening, and join us tomorrow as we listen to God's Word. Questions or comments? Email us at info@listentogodsword.org.